大家好，欢迎收听李昂夜读，我是李昂。恋爱中最累的是什么？是你想要的小事他做不到，你想要的快乐他给不起。他其实不是工作太忙，他其实不是手机没电或者声音没开，他其实不是不小心睡着，他其实不是在洗澡，他其实不是在开会，他其实不是父母反对，他其实不是心情不好，他其实不是因为受过情伤不敢爱，他其实没有什么难言之隐，他其实不是怕给不了你未来，他其实只是没有那么喜欢你。Six for sure signs he's just not that into you. Hello, text messages with no reply, late night phone calls, or the agonizing never-ending game of cat and mouse. If you find that you relate to more than three of the following scenarios, it might be the time to throw in the towel with the person. I write this with love. What you're about to read.May seem harsh, but you know what they say, the truth hurts. Communication only happens on weekends. You only talk when it's time to make plans for the weekend. Unless it throws you a like on social media. And like is nothing more than a weak attempt at flirting. It's a click of a screen, people. I don't care if he likes every photo you post or watches your Weibo stories.These things are just false hope of a relationship to come. When someone cares, they will do whatever it takes to make sure you know that. If a guy doesn't care how your day went, chances are he has no plans of becoming your boyfriend. It flat out tells you it's not ready for anything serious. Why do we always think we can change someone's mind? A guy is coming right out.And saying he isn't ready to commit, yet we think we can somehow change his mind. Ask yourself this question. Even if you could change his mind, do you really want to have to convince someone to care about you? It sounds harsh, and that's because it is harsh. The bottom line is you should never have to tell someone how great you are. The right person would have figured that out on their own.It teases you about your flaws. Applied bully is still a bully. You might think teasing is just playful flirting, but you could be wrong. Sometimes when a guy points out your flaws, he could be trying to tell you in a subtle way that he's just not that into you. Before you go changing who you are, remember that your flaws aren't always bad. They just don't appeal to everyone.You always send the first text. Is it acceptable to send the first text? Yes. Is it acceptable to always text first? No. Have you ever sat around with friends looking for their reassurance about an unavailable guy? We can always come up with a reasonable explanation of why he isn't texting. I hate to break it to you, pretty girl. But if you have to ask yourself if he's thinking about you,Chances are he's not thinking about you. He's never taking you on an actual date. Buying you drinks at a bar is not a date. Real dates require effort. If a guy intends to get to know you, he will put forth the effort to plan a real date. If he is hoping to take you home, his intent will most likely be to impress you by buying your drinks at a scrubby bar.Actions and efforts speak louder than words, my friends. You feel like you're trying too hard. The beginning phases of the relationship should be the easiest. As you progress and day-long turn, real issues will come about. So, if you are struggling in the beginning stages of a relationship, how can you expect things to go when you're hit with a real problem? 大多数时候，如果你不确定一个人是不是喜欢你，那他就是不喜欢你，或者不够喜欢你。可偏偏总有人说，他就是这样的，他只是不会表达感情。你总是找无数个理由来替他圆谎，来为他开脱。走不进去的世界，就不要硬挤；走不进你心里的，就放他走。因为爱情本来就是一件没办法勉强的事。感谢收听李阳夜读，即使获得最新的夜读节目，听好声音，学好英语，请关注微信公众号梁声英语。早点休息，晚安。